Thanks, Chairman. I've run twice before for the board of WON in 2000 and 2007. My previous average is 21%, and today I'm tracking at 5.3%. So come on, Kerry, surely have a bit of sympathy. Get us out of single digits. You can still revoke those proxies, all of us down here who are in single digits. Now, I've got a very serious message today, and that is that, and I've run on this platform before, this board needs some people with media experience, and I think it also needs one director with editorial experience, i.e. someone who's worked in newspapers and understands the editorial process. And whilst I've done 10 years in newspapers, I've been a chief of staff of the Daily Telegraph, a business editor of the Herald Sun, I've worked for the Financial Review, for The Age, I'm actually not recommending that I'm that person today. The person with editorial experience who actually should be on this board, who will be perfect for this board, is Mr. Steve Harris, who unfortunately is in Europe at the moment and wasn't able to come back in time to speak for himself. But I actually persuaded Steve to run for the board. He'd just been removed as the chief executive of Melbourne Football Club. I don't think you should hold him responsible for the fact they haven't had a win yet. And I said, you would be perfect for this board. And I worked with Steve when he was the editor-in-chief of the Herald Sun, and he rescued that newspaper after a chaotic period in which an editor was out of control. That editor was Piers Ackerman. And Steve Harris is the only person in Australia who has actually managed a tabloid and rescued its reputation after a period of excess. And that actually makes him the perfect candidate for this board, because we've just had a period on this newspaper of editorial excess, of an editor who, in my opinion, has gone beyond the bounds of what is reasonable and responsible in the way that he's conducted the editorial policies. Now, I am a passionate believer in an adverse and a sometimes hostile relationship between the press and its community. I used to work for Jeff Kennett, and then I ended up running the anti-Kennett website, jeff.com, prosecuting a case that he was unfit to be in office. So I believe that West Australians should not walk away from being absolutely aggressive against the Labor government. But I do think that the way this paper has been captured by the forces of Burke and Grill, and the way that it has been too closely associated with them, and the way it's gone over the top in basically prosecuting a massive campaign against the Attorney General, has been frankly excessive and damaging to the paper. And I think that you need someone like Steve Harris who can manage the delicate relationships of being adversarial, but also accepting the fact that government is a huge source of stories, that government is a huge source of advertising, and it's a tricky relationship that needs to be managed. The other thing that I would bring to the board is that I actually set up Crikey.com, which is Australia's best known e-zine. And over the 5 years I built that before selling it for $1 million, I was absolutely staggered watching the West online. I mean, this was a Luddite approach to the internet. This company has had its head in the sand on the internet for a long time. And I actually believe they do need someone on the board who actually understands the internet. And I've actually done that over a period with Crikey. I think that there's basically going to be a compromise coming here. There's been a strong message sent to the board. The institutions do accept that Seven should have representation. I think there's probably an argument that Stokes and his best friend, Peter Gammell, are perhaps not the best representatives of Seven's interest, that maybe it should be a Seven non-executive director, or maybe it should be Warwick Smith. And I'll give you a good example of why. I actually think Mr. Stokes does have a conflict of interest, and it goes to issues like this. As a guy who makes a fortune providing those huge Caterpillar trucks to all the mines in WA and has massive relationships with Twiggy Forrest and BHP, on a vital issue such as uranium mining, if he was on this board, I can tell you as someone who's worked as a journalist, you often take positions that you think your directors or your proprietors would want you to say. And I think on the vital issue of should this state open up to uranium mining, which the West Australian newspaper would have a big say on, Mr. Stokes would have a conflict of interest, and the temptation would be for his journalists to talk up their proposition, knowing that that's exactly what he'd want, because there'd be many dozens more of those big yellow machines out there mining the uranium. So I think Seven should come back with perhaps one candidate, and perhaps not Mr. Stokes personally. I think Mr. Mansell should go, as I explained earlier. And I think we do have two terrific candidates in Margaret Sears and Peter Avery. And I'd invite you to listen to them. They're about to speak. There's going to be a negotiated process to expand the board. I think personally Mr. Harris is the perfect person, and I'm strongly advocating that the board talks to him afterwards and treats him as a serious contender, and that you also listen to Mr. Sears and Ms. Avery and ask them some questions about what they bring, because they look terrific on paper, but you rarely get a situation where shareholders can directly hear from directors. So thank you for the time today, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Sir, that's a very defamatory statement. First of all, I've never instructed nor been involved in any of our journals, and I employ nearly 300 of them. There's never been a story on Seven Network or any company I'm associated with that supports anything to do with Westray. I'm not for mining, I'm not against mining. I've never supported in our editorials, nor asked anybody to support any position in that regard. You're insinuation that I would, for my personal gain, is offensive. Nothing you'd ever seen me do could lead you to that conclusion. And secondly, whether Mr. Harris is a suitable applicant or not, he can come and speak for himself. I don't think there should be an opportunity for third-party endorsements. Otherwise, I might get out a whole list of people. Thank you.
If I could just briefly respond to that, Chairman. I'm saying that as someone who's worked as a journalist, who's done the bidding for Rupert Murdoch when I think it's what he wanted, when I was the business editor of the Telegraph and the Herald Sun, the journalists will self-censor. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Mr. Stokes is going to ring up and say... Okay. And the other point I'd make to Mr. Stokes' comment is that there was a period when he, as the proprietor of Channel 7, when Today Tonight had a very, very negative story on Jeff Kennett's share dealings, which I, as an insider, had provided to Today Tonight to put to air, where management intervened right at the last minute to pull the story because Kennett was ringing up threatening to sue. And Four Corners did a whole story on it. So I think Mr. Stokes' claim that he's never, ever been involved in any editorial decision isn't actually a correct reflection of what happened with Today Tonight.
No, that's totally wrong. First of all, the story was pulled by the lawyer involved in Sydney. I was actually in Canberra that evening at a function accepting the National Gallery of Australia a gift from China for the gallery. I found out... Microphone number one. The story was taken off air by the lawyer at the time for a very simple reason. That crew in Melbourne did not put the allegations they were making to Kent, and they were going to put it to air without having made the allegations to him. When I arrived in Melbourne the next morning, went through it, I had them put the allegations to Kent, which they, and the story then ran at the time.
And it was the highest.
Nothing to do with it at all.
And it was the highest rating story Today Tonight's ever put to air, and then you sacked all the journalists involved.
Because they never rated again the rest of their lives.
Well, I think it says a message that you sacked them all about yielding to political influence. Kennett, one of them sacked, they were sacked.
Oh, that's the question you're missing out.